Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you have already had personal, private, quiet time in the Word of God today. Or those of you with families, time well spent around a table or the couch, reading the Bible and thinking deeply on what you have read together. Now, I'm a realist, okay, so I understand this is hard to do. You might be thinking, are you kidding me? I couldn't even get my kids or myself out the door at a reasonable moment this morning, so how could we ever have time to read and talk about the Bible? That sounds good, but it is not practical. We are not doing it. Well, this habit of reading and understanding the Bible, that is, to properly interpret and to think about what you read, is going to be essential in the home if you are then going to be a part of a church that knows sound, solid, good Bible teaching, and quickly identifies, refutes, and disciplines false, bad, and heretical teaching. There is an epidemic today in Christian, or supposedly Christian, churches of false teaching being taught and then tolerated by genuine believers within those same churches. Let me see if I can demonstrate what I mean by describing a church, but do not worry, I will not name any churches in particular, where this is happening. Let's just call it the ABC Church. And let's say you're a member who has been a vital part of the body of Christ there for these last 20 years. Through those years, you have received solid preaching and teaching from the previous pastor and other lay spiritual leaders. The Sunday school in the ABC Church has been particularly strong. And this has been especially helpful to you because as a church family, you've suffered quite a lot. The church is located in what feels like a completely pagan culture. You're constantly facing the schemes of the devil. In addition to that, there have been a couple of sad incidents that have happened to people in the church, where tragically lives were lost, one to cancer and another to a road accident. But through it all, you and your brothers and sisters in Christ have clung to God and His Word, believing that even in our suffering, God is love, God is good, and God remains in charge. Indeed, through your Bible study and the teaching you have received, you know that it has always been the will of God, either by allowing it or sometimes creating it, that His people suffer. You find no incongruity in the Bible between suffering and being a Christian. In fact, you have acknowledged with the Apostle Paul that to follow Christ is to participate in the fellowship of His sufferings and to suffer for His sake. To be a Christian is to suffer. However, there are a lot of newcomers to your ABC Church, and this includes a new pastor and some young elders who have a different perspective. Together, they have been teaching that God does not intend His people to suffer, but rather Christians to prosper. They say repeatedly, Sunday after Sunday, and through material being used in small groups, that God wants to bless His people. And if we will have enough faith, then we don't really have any problems after all. Because our faith will help us overcome all sickness, untimely death, pain, financial burdens, and suffering. They even use the Bible to prove their point, but you recognize this as false teaching. You know the Bible doesn't teach this. In fact, you are discerning and well-trained enough in the Word to know this is not right. The health, wealth, and prosperity teaching has got to be confronted. And you even know how to do it. Follow Jesus' instructions for church discipline in Matthew chapter 18. You ponder this and pray about it and discuss it with some others in the church, even a couple of the deacons. but ultimately you decide to just tolerate it. You do not want to rock the boat, upset the new pastor, detract from church growth, and be viewed as creating conflict and upsetting unity in the body of Christ. So you and the others, convicted by this false teaching, do nothing. Well, this is very similar to what was going on in the church at the ancient and very important city of Pergamum that we read about in Revelation 2 and we started to talk about yesterday. I read to you Revelation 2, verses 12 and 16, where Jesus says, again, this is Jesus talking, and to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says this, therefore repent, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. What internal threat to the church at Pergamum is Jesus coming with the sword of his mouth to subdue unless there is repentance? I tell you what it is. It's false teaching in the church, and it is the believers in the church at Pergamum that know about it, but do nothing to stop it. They tolerate it, just like many churches do today. The example of the ABC church is not fantasy. Rather, it is sadly reality. But what Revelation teaches, as does the rest of the Bible, is that Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church, the head of the church, is not going to tolerate false teaching in his church for long. He is coming in power and authority to do something radical about it. And he is going to use the sharp, two-edged sword of his mouth as his weapon of choice to cut down the false teachers and, listen carefully, those who tolerate the heretics. And I believe this includes many of you listening to me at this hour. Is there doctrine, teaching, being taught in your church that needs to be addressed through church discipline that is not being addressed? Maybe it's gone unattended for so long now that the incorrect teaching seems correct. Formerly discerning people have become delusional. After all, that which is unorthodox has become orthodox because it is so popular. Fallacy has become truth. Twisting the meaning of the scriptures is pervasive. It's in the preaching, the teaching, the books, the websites, the conferences, the youth ministry, and especially in the music. Worship music is now dominated by a total lack of good theology. With few exceptions, what is written for the church to sing at present glorifies us, not Christ, and feeds the lust of our flesh rather than setting our minds on what is pure, lovely, excellent, and praiseworthy in God. And the apostasy of the church is so widespread in our country, in our world, that the risk you take in standing up to it is perceived as being just too costly. Something must be done about this, because if false teaching is not identified and repented of, that is stopped, then the Bible guarantees Jesus will come and do something about it. He will wash his church clean of lies. And if there is someone you do not want to be on the day of his coming judgment against sin, again, this is an internal threat in the church. If there was someone you do not want to be on that day of judgment, it's either a false teacher and or a Christian who has done nothing to challenge those peddling inaccurate teaching from the Bible. If you will read Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, you will learn about specific heresies taught in the church at Pergamum. While the nature of those false doctrines may be different in our day, the reality is the same. Christ will deal with sin in his church. And again, he does so according to Revelation 1, verse 16, with the sharp two-edged sword that comes out of his mouth. Jesus Christ will build his church. As Jesus himself said in Matthew 16, verse 18, the gates of Hades will not overpower it. Hades being death. Even death cannot overpower the church. But Christ demands that his church be pure, and this very much includes what is taught within the church. The church of Jesus Christ must be filled with sound doctrine. And I started out today by saying that you yourself and your family will contribute to solid teaching being the norm in the church if you will read the Bible and discern biblical truth in your home. Let your family come to the broader body of Christ each day with the right understanding of who God is and who we are as his people. Some of you do not yet know how to discern what is true from what is false. Discernment in the churches is terribly lacking. Well, I trust that this will convict you of your need to really know the Bible well, and that you will return here every day open-minded and open-hearted and ready to learn. Jesus wants his church to know the truth about him and to teach the truth to others. Truth matters. Absolute truth exists, and you must know it. I pray you'll be in a church that honors God's truth so that the church will honor God. And should your family be looking for ways to know God's truth better, write to me and ask for some suggestions. The kids will soon be back to school. Perhaps this is a great time to implement time together in the Bible each day, maybe mornings or evenings. So write and then join me tomorrow because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.